Chapter 15, Section 3.1, Phew, that was close. The sweating game buys you one thing time, but don't waste it. As much as investment companies might want you to return capital, you need to resist this to some extent. A bit of experimentation added with time can sometimes find you the radical route into a brave new world, often in an unrelated area. Take IBM today. After 19 consecutive quarters of declining revenue and no let-up to the woe, then you'd probably conclude they are in a tough spot. They're betting on Watson and other initiatives, but at the same time other larger players, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, are circling in that space. It's tough, it can't be easy, and lots of job cuts have already happened. But cutting costs buys IBM time. It gives it more chance to keep rolling the dice for that lucky break, assuming that they're not cutting away the radicals, the pioneers, and the very people who might save them. What might that lucky break be? Who knows? The uncharted space is uncertain, which is why you have to experiment. Maybe they'll turn Watson internally and create the first artificial intelligence CEO that would probably terrify the strategy consultancy industry. Maybe their future is being acquired and getting squeezed in some grander game to buy time. Oracle? Who knows? The actions of other actors are difficult to determine. All you can hope to do is play for time. If you get your lucky break, you will of course be able to claim that you played the second curve as you build a glorious new future. I'd ask you not to forget that you got lucky, but chances are that survivorship bias will overwhelm you and you'll craft some epic tale to rationalize it all. There's nothing wrong with being lucky, but for whatever reason it doesn't normally fit the CEO narrative. The desire for magic secrets is fairly compelling, and whilst more likely to be honest, the story of success through pure blind luck doesn't fit the bill. That said, using a sweating play to buy time in order to maximize your chances to find a lucky path out of trouble is a perfectly reasonable rearguard action. Your goal, however, is the experimentation and to pray to the fates. Hence the importance of not going around removing the very capabilities that you need to come up with that lucky break. You have to be very careful with where you cut. It's hardly the more forward-thinking, purposeful end. Deliberate play of a second curve or preparing for the inevitable industrialization of a space in advance, but it gives you a chance. The scenario above concerns substitution. One variant is product to product, one is product to utility. The way you play the game, your role in the game, and how you'll be treated by others are very different. Obviously, I've simplified the generalized scenario because most companies have a diversified set of offerings, so the actual play depends upon your context. It's also why position and movement are critical, i.e., finding yourself in a position of having an entire legacy product set being substituted by a utility is entirely preventable, as it can be anticipated. Equally, you should be playing the second curve game when you're riding high on the product wave and not when things are starting to go south. Unfortunately, you can find yourself at the helm of a company where the decisions that should have been made long ago weren't, and the position is woeful. Your range of options is often curtailed by past bad choices. One of the other saving graces is that situational awareness is not only poor in companies, it also turns out to be poor in investment houses. This might not solve your problem in the product to utility case by creating a future, but it can provide a route to selling a bigger story and creating a perception of one. This can buy you even more time as you try to work your way out of the problem.